today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamun alaikum. Salam to all of you in the holy month of Ramadan and especially in a special night. The night of Qadr or Laylatul Qadr. Rabbana ya Rabbana, 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 Rabbana ya Rabbana. Today, Thursday, is the 22nd of Ramadan, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 24th of Farvardin, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 13th of April, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. It's nice to listen to Chapter Al-Qadr on the night of Qadr.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr.
Indeed, we sent the Quran down during the night of decree.
Wa ma adraka ma laylatul qadr.
And what can make you know what is the night of decree?
Laylatul qadr khayrun min alf shahr.
The night of decree is better than 1,000 months.
تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر.
The angels and the spirit descend therein by permission of their Lord for every matter.
سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر.
Peace it is until the emergence of dawn.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Why is the night of Qadr a mystery? Many commentators believe that it is for the reason that people consider all the nights as important, because Allah has hidden His pleasure in all kinds of obedience and worship so that people practice all of them. And He has hidden His wrath in sinning in general so that they avoid all kinds of sin. He has hidden His devotees among all members so that the whole people will be honored. He has concealed the supplication to which He listened among all supplications. He had hidden His greatest name among His several universal names, so that they will remember and consider all the divine names of the Lord. The time of their death is hidden, so that they will always be prepared, and it is a fitting philosophy.
Ya Laylat al-Qadr, ya Fawla barina, khayrun min al-dahr, bil'afwi tatina.
Ya Laylat al-Qadr, ya Fawla barina, khayrun min al-dahr, bil'afwi tatina.
Tonight is the night of destiny, Laylatul Qadr. The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, is quoted saying, Allah has favored Friday over all other days, the month of Ramadan over all other months, and the night of destiny or Laylatul Qadr over all other nights. And Allah has favored the Holy Quran over the other books which he revealed. Ibrahim, one of the companions of the Imam Sadiq, is quoted saying that he once asked the Imam about how the Holy Quran was revealed during Laylatul Qadr, knowing that it took more than 20 years to reveal. The Imam answered, "The Holy Quran was revealed as a whole during the month of Ramadan at the ancient house, the Kaaba. Then from there, it was revealed along the span of more than 20 years. This name was used for Laylatul Qadr because Allah Almighty determines in it for everyone all what will happen the entire next year. The Qadr, in this sense, means destiny."
Dear and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Some reasons have been offered for the naming of these nights as the nights of Qadr. It is said that it was called Qadr because the annual destiny of every person will be destined by God in such a night or in these nights. Some say that if one stays awake this night, one will reach a high state. And some have said that it was called Qadr because it is a grand and high value night. Other names such as Laylatul Azama, Night of the Greatness, and Laylatul Sharaf, Night of the Honor, have been mentioned for this night. The Night of Qadr is the most superior and the most important night of the year in the Islamic culture. According to a hadith from the Holy Prophet ﷺ, the Night of Qadr is a divine endowment to Muslims, which was not enjoyed by any of the past nations. There is a full surah in the Holy Quran characterizing and praising the Night of Qadr, and thus it is called Suratul Qadr. In this surah, the value of the Night of Qadr is said to be greater than 1,000 months, as we referred to earlier. According to a hadith from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, the best month is Ramadan and the heart of the month of Ramadan is the Night of Qadr. There is a hadith also from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi salam that says to the effect that the Night of Qadr is the head of all nights. In some hadiths, Lady Fatima salamullah alayha is referred to as the secret of the Night of Qadr. According to these hadith, if one recognizes the status of Fatima salamullah alayha, he will recognize the Night of Qadr. For the followers of the school of Ahlul Bayt, the Night of Qadr are double important because events such as the martyrdom of Imam Ali alayhi salam occurred in the last 10 days of the month of Ramadan. In addition to recommended practices of these nights, the followers of the school of Ahlul Bayt also mourn for Imam Ali alayhi salam.
In the holy month of Ramadan, the month of Allah.
In the holy month of Ramadan, the month of Allah, be with IRIB English Radio, today's special.
Every day from IRIB English Radio.
Okay, we know that Laylatul Qadr is for our supplications. So let's learn more about the acceptance of supplications. One of the many nuances of the word Qadr is congestion and restriction. Accordingly, the earth on that night will be flooded and occupied with so many angels that it becomes congested and pressured. And because it is filled with celestial being of the light and blessings, the earth is voided of every evil and calamity and becomes exposed to a spiritual pressure. Sins are forgiven and supplications are accepted. With the significance of Laylatul Qadr lets us enliven and maximize this night by reciting the Quran and engaging in continuous prayers and invocations. If a believing person is keen to nurture and strengthen his spiritual self and increase the good deeds in his record, he or she should strive to spend the night in obedience and worship. Now, tips for Laylatul Qadr. One of the tips is reflection. Reflection is one of the best acts of worship. During the night, take yourself away from the crowd, seek your own quiet space, and reflect on the countless favors that Allah the Almighty has blessed you with. Think about the beautiful and wonderful creation of Allah and meditate on what you might imagine and could scarcely dream of finding in the hereafter. Communicate with Allah the Almighty, speak to Him, plead with Him, ask Him in your own way. He's the All-Knowing.
Laylatul Qadr is a night of dua. It's a night of asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fix our destiny, to fix our affairs. So how is Laylatul Qadr greater than 1,000 months? One is because it destines your life. So your whole life is shaped by this one night. So if you're living for 80 years, for 90 years, for 70, 60 years, that Laylatul Qadr, it can change your life. It could change it around for you. And it could bring you away from يُخْرِجُهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. It could bring you back to the light, depending on how you treated Laylatul Qadr. The second point, why it's worth more than 1,000, is that the reward of the deeds is multiplied. So you give Allah out of His mercy, chooses one night out of the year where the reward of your action will be multiplied. You gave $1, it will be as if you gave $1,000. You prayed one prayer, it will be as if you prayed 1,000 prayers. You read one page of the Quran, it's as if you read 1,000 pages of the Quran. Imagine hitting the jackpot. Imagine winning the lottery. That happens one out of every millions or billions. Now, Laylatul Qadr is a night that everyone has an opportunity to hit the jackpot. Not the jackpot, the money, but the jackpot with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where your du'as are answered, where your destiny is changed, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you. And this is a manifestation of God's mercy, Laylatul Qadr. Ibn Abbas, he narrates from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, he says, Rasulullah says that on Laylatul Qadr, Jibra'il, he descends on the Kaaba, and along with him descend the angels. تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ The angels descend and they go to every believer all over the world. Wherever the believers are, they go to them and they tell them salam. سَلَامٌ هِيَ حَتَّى مَطْلَعَ الْفَجْرِ They tell them peace, and the angels, they say ameen for the dua of the believer. So when you're asking Allah, you're not the only one who's praying for yourself. You have an army of angels that are praying for you. And this is why the chances of being forgiven are much greater.
Dear brothers and sisters, please don't forget us in your dua and supplication during this night. Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. قلبي شكرا نورتني
دربي شكرا شكرا يا ربي
شكرا يا ربي شكرا هديت قلبي شكرا نورت دربي شكرا شكرا يا رب يا منزل القرآن يا خالق الإنسان يا ربي يا رحمن شكرا يا رب
شكرا يا ربي شكرا هديت قلبي